This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Russian troops and mercenaries rained artillery on the last access routes to the besieged Ukrainian city of Bakhmut Friday. Reuters' Edward Barron reports.
Video released by the head of Russia's Wagner Private Army shows his fighters inside Bakhmut, which has been blasted to ruins. Reuters verified the location of the video, but could not independently verify its date. In a separate video released on Friday, Wagner boss Yevgeny Prigozhin said he was calling on President Volodymyr Zelensky to order the evacuation of Bakhmut to save the lives of Ukrainian soldiers, adding that the city was practically surrounded, with only one route out left open for Ukraine's troops.
At a news conference alongside the Latvian president, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky says more weapons are needed to stop Russia.
Artillery. To stop Russia, we need artillery. That's what we need. That's the number one issue. We also need both systems and ammunition and a lot of shells. We need all this, not in order to shoot at the territory of Russia, but to throw them out of our territory, which is fair.
At India's Rasina dialogue, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the G20, formed to bring finance ministers together, and didn't use to address conflicts, but now all they talk about is Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden and German Chancellor Olaf Scholz held talks on Friday, focused largely on war in Ukraine, China, and other matters amid signs of strains between the transatlantic partners. Sitting next to Scholz in the Oval Office, Biden thanked the German leader for a profound support on Ukraine. Scholz said it was important to send the message that the support will continue as long as it takes, as long as it's necessary. This is VOA News. China accused Washington on Friday of improperly attacking Chinese companies after genetics analysis giant BGI Group and 17 others were hit with curbs on access to U.S. technology on security or human rights grounds. Commerce Department said it saw danger that two BGI units might contribute to the government's surveillance apparatus, which human rights groups say is trying to create a database of genetic samples that Muslims and other minorities were compelled to provide. Other companies were cited for their role in the ruling Communist Party's military modernization or weapons development by Iran and Pakistan and suspected human rights abuses in Myanmar. A group of 88 police officers and employees of oil firm Emerald Energy, taken hostage in Colombia amid a deadly protest against the company, have been freed. On Thursday, a police officer and a civilian were killed during the violent protest. Rural and indigenous protesters also took 79 police officers and 9 Emerald employees hostage, blocked access to an oil field, and set a fire to demand the company fix roads in the area. Prominent conservatives like U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence, and Florida Governor and presidential candidate Ron DeSantis are not attending the Conservative Political Action Committee or conference this year, but the gathering is carrying on without them just outside Washington, D.C. VOA's Marissa Melton.
The government's anti-corruption agency said in a statement on Saturday that an investigating judge in Baghdad has issued arrest warrants for speakers at the annual Conservative Political Action Conference, or CPAC, on Friday warned that liberals were endangering America's children, allowing criminals to roam free, weaponizing law enforcement, and leading the world down a path toward World War III. A former strategist for former President Donald Trump, Steve Bannon, warned that without conservative leadership, the United States would end up in a war.
Your sons and daughters are going to die on foreign battlefields. Are you prepared for that? Do you support that?
No!
I can't hear you. Do you support it or not?
Former President Trump is expected to speak at the conference on Saturday. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
A Hong Kong court has convicted 3 activists from a now-defunct group for failing to provide authorities with information about the group in accordance with the national security law. The 3 were arrested in 2021 during a crackdown on the city's pro-democracy movement following massive protests more than 3 years ago. They were leaders of the Hong Kong Alliance in support of patriotic democratic movements of China before its disbandment. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.